This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again?
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I'm here in Oslo, in Norway, where we're going to be doing a social experiment, asking people, testing their knowledge about what they know about the religion of Islam. Tell us a bit more about this, Fahad.
Norway is a country with approximately 5 million people and 200,000 Muslims. Muslims have, alhamdulillah, been here for quite some time. But we haven't been able to change the narrative, the perspective, the non-Muslims' perspective on Islam. So what we want to do now is to find out what people actually think about Islam and Muslims.
And that's excellent. And that's what we're going to be doing. So stay tuned. We're actually doing a social experiment here in Oslo to understand their level of knowledge on the religion of Islam and Muslim people in general. And the question I wanted to ask you is, so if I say the word Islam, what comes to your mind?
Allah.
Allah.
Yeah, and the hijab and...
Yeah.
Allah.
Okay.
Yeah. First thing.
Religion.
Okay.
Very good people.
Really?
I think you like a hijab.
Hijab, okay.
Good food.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you understand from the religion itself, the practice? So if I also ask you to expound a little bit more.
Middle Earth. Like,
Middle East.
Middle East, yeah. Middle East. That's... Mecca.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah?
I know about like Muhammad.
I would say mostly related to men and the women have not the same rights.
I'm sure you've seen some things on the news with some kind of tensions arising between anti-Islamic elements and the Muslim people and the Muslim community and so on. What we're trying to do here is really engender a spirit of community cohesion between Muslims and others by educating people of the basics of Islam.
Okay.
And Islam really is a religion that says that there's only one God worthy of worship. So there's one God that created the world, right? Yeah. Do you believe in God?
No. Not really.
No.
You're an atheist?
Yeah.
Or agnostic, you don't know if there's God or not.
I don't believe on any God.
I would say, I think most people would be much happier if they believed in other people and not so much in what's in God or Allah or anything.
Yes,
I believe more in people than in any religion.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How do you think we came to this world? How do we come here?
Dinosaurs.
It's very, very interesting. Yeah, I mean, Scandinavia is notorious for being one of the places in the world that has
Vikings.
Least amount of religious people. Yes, yes. So the Vikings, yes. Middle Earth, maybe.
Middle Earth.
Yes. There's a Scandinavian initiative here where the Dawah Outreach Project, which is attempting to normalize relationships between Muslim people and other people, normalize Islam in this country, doing Dawah and bringing people to Islam, strengthening the Muslim community, is the biggest of its kind. And so do you really want to miss an opportunity like this where you can encourage these kinds of discussions, this kind of outreach? I don't think you do. And these are the efforts that were IslamNet is putting forward, of course, in creating this masjid and dawah center. We can have an outreach project which will fulfill those two objectives in a way that's never been fulfilled before in Scandinavian history. And that's why I say, click on the button below and donate right now. So the idea really is this, is that, as I say, Islam is just a religion which believes in one God worthy of worship. We believe in the same kind of prophets that are in the Old Testament. So Moses, Abraham, and so Noah, all of these kind of things. And Muslims believe in that.
Yeah.
Just like Jews and, for example, Christians believe in that. Muslims also believe in Jesus Christ, but we don't believe that he is the God or the Son of God.
Yeah.
So these are some of the things about Islam as a religion. Of course, Islam is a religion which allows for people to do their own thing and we do our own thing. So this idea, because some people think Islam, for example, is a religion which oppresses or tries to convert or forcibly convert people. This is not something which is in the religion of Islam. You see, this is something which people have said about it, which is not actually true. A lot of people, when I ask, what do you think of Islam? The first thing they'll be thinking about is someone blowing themselves up. Someone like me blowing themselves up, of course. But this is why it's important to have these discussions, because frankly, as you said correctly, I think it's, the basics of Islam is just basically believing there's one God worthy of worship. You say Allah and the five pillars of Islam, I'm sure you've heard of them, and the six pillars of Iman, the creed and so on. And we believe in the Old Testament prophets, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and so on. So there's a lot of continuities between Islam as a religion and those which the West is used to, you know, the Christianity and Judaism and so on. Yeah, so we interactions with Muslims, have you found that they have been particularly pernicious, evil people, or has it been a normal interaction?
No, I think they're very loving compared to Norwegian guys.
You know, they call people terrorists, but you know, it's just the scenes. You know, they're playing games on us.
Yeah, I have Muslim friends, and I talk about these things all the time. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and so I think you're a very open-minded person, and you can tell, you know, from your demeanor, the fact that you wanted to speak to me, you know, and so on. And so what I would suggest is that if you want more information about Islam, of course you can read the Quran, which is the religious holy book of the Muslim people.
Of course, yeah.
So that's something I would invite you to do.
Yeah. Which is the last book I told you I'm going to read? Honestly, tell her.
Tell him.
Yes, yeah. The Quran, really.
I told her like just a few days ago, I'm going to read the Quran.
Really?
Like my father did, you know, Christian man. But he wanted to read the Quran to understand people.
Wow, and that is fantastic. So this is like, consider this to be a sign.
She already read the Quran.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
No shit.
Wow. So you can't let her win. You can't let her win. She's already getting all the cultural capital.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, they've started an initiative here in Norway. It's basically a big center, which they give free Quran, they give, you know, advice and speak to people who want to understand more about the religion of Islam.
Yeah.
Well, good to meet you.
You too, my friend. Thank you so much, brother.
Good
talk. Thank you, man. Take care, man. Very open-minded people. Thank you very much, my friend. Take care. See ya. And this is an example of someone from Norway who's very open-minded, very courteous, very open. And this shows you that people are not really interested in this kind of right-wing stuff here. It's not something which is it's widespread as maybe the media actually makes it out to be. And the man was wanting to read the Quran as a sign, maybe, from God, that he wanted to read the Quran. And here I am, giving him all the information and telling him, giving him another incentive to read the Quran. But look at them. These people in Norway, imagine, they want to read the Quran. But imagine there's no one there to give it to them. But we have someone there to give it to him now, which is the biggest dawah center with Qurans and translations and English and so on. We should give it to these people, and because it can't just be one conversation. Even if this man converts now, which, let's say I could get him to convert. But it doesn't mean anything if there's not an aftercare program. There's not someone to speak to them, if there's not someone to help them. And we need to help them by clicking the link below right now, because this is the biggest outreach program in Scandinavia. So click the link below and we'll be able to do this project where we can do this dawah to the people in the streets of Norway and in Sweden and in Denmark and in all of Scandinavia. Today, click the link below. You cannot afford to miss out on this opportunity.
Brothers and sisters, let me introduce you to Norway. This is a European country where the vast majority of people have become irreligious. There are 200,000 Muslims of a population of about 5 million, and most of these 200,000 Muslims have no idea how to explain Islam to their non-Muslim friends and neighbors. But that needs to change. Allah sent his messenger to call people to eternal success, and that is why Muslims in Norway are now establishing a masjid and dawah center to enhance the Norwegian dawah. But they cannot do this alone. We need to support them. If you donate to this cause, you will inshallah reap the rewards of thousands of Muslims coming back to Islam, and many of those will become du'at and invite to Islam. You will share in the reward for all those shahadas and good deeds to come, inshallah. So click the link and donate now and share the video for extra reward.